what's called Your Daily Video Generations. And this is basically where the Symphony Creative Studio is going to generate inspiration videos or potential videos for you to use that are customized on your brand and products and your past activity in the Symphony Creative Studios. It's going to continue to pull from the best practices from the top performing content on TikTok, according to the description of the tool here in the article. And if you see anything that you like, you can actually select them and adjust them as needed and use them in your content. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we're back with a short but sweet episode today talking about a new AI tool or a few new AI tools within TikTok. If you're a TikTok content creator, if your brand is on TikTok, this is a big one. TikTok has introduced the Symphony Creative Studio, which is a suite of TikTok content creation tools that are empowered by AI. So today I'm going to go over an article at ads.tiktok.com that was shared in a recent rundown.ai newsletter, linked in the show notes, of course. And they started out this article by mentioning a few content creation statistics from a recent study by Nielsen. One shows that creative assets are the most significant driver of advertising effectiveness, saying, quote unquote, accounting for nearly half, 49% of incremental sales. The study also shows that frequently updating creative vastly increases the potential for ROI or ROAS. For instance, performance campaigns that utilize 5 to 7 different creative assets and refresh at least once a week lead to 1.5 times increases in ROAS, ROAS, return on ad spend. And similar statistics can be found for brand campaigns. Apparently, if you have more than 3 creative assets that are refreshed twice a week, you're going to get up to 2.7 times more brand association. So again, this is all coming from a study by Nielsen, and it just illustrates how much creative content needs to be produced for just one campaign, whether it's performance or brand, to be successful. You need multiple, more than 3 or 5 to 7 different creative assets for each campaign, and each campaign needs to be attended to on a biweekly or weekly basis, making sure those assets get refreshed and updated. And this is just an incredible amount of creative content that you have to produce, especially if you stack it on multiple and multiple campaigns for multiple clients. And that's where the Symphony Creative Studio comes in. This is a suite of tools that TikTok has created to simply make the creation of video content easier. What you can do is you can generate a video by simply inputting your product information or URL, and the video will be created. And that's kind of the core feature, but there are several features and several tools here. You can add avatars to narrate your video. You can do things like translation and dubbing all within TikTok. And TikTok is framing these as free tools to make the production process easier and more efficient by bridging the gap between ideation and production. And we're just going to go through each of these features and use cases covered in the article real quick here. Definitely check out the link in the show notes. They have a nice little video snippet for each tool, how it works and what it looks like, just to give you a better idea. The first one is that generate and remix videos tool. And this is the core video generation feature where, again, you input your brand asset or your brand information about a product. You can import them directly or manually, and then Symphony Creative Studio is going to generate a range of video options, different layouts and templates and scripts for you to choose from. And these videos are trained to perform by all the best performing content in the TikTok algorithm. So they're taking inspiration from best practices and best practices that are illustrated in content on the platform. They incorporate licensed assets, which is very important. As we all know, we talk about the legal gray area with these Gen AI tools all the time, but these videos and avatars and images and sounds are all going to be from licensed partners like Billo and Getty Images. Again, we talk a lot about the legality of all these tools, so it's no surprise that TikTok is on top of that as well. Even more impressive, I think, is that each generation is going to be labeled as AI generated within the platform. We talk about transparency and people's feelings about AI transparency when it comes to content creation and the sentiment around that. And I think this is definitely going to be an expectation, I think, in many people's minds early on in the life of these tools. They want AI generated content to be labeled and they want to know what's real and what's not. The next feature is avatar videos. And you can, quote unquote, choose from stock avatars that are pre-built. Avatars featuring licensed actors from diverse backgrounds speaking over 30 languages, or you can create a custom avatar, quote unquote, bespoke avatars that are tailor-made using Symphony Creative's Studio Generate Avatar feature. And that's what they cover in this next section here in the post, is the Generate Avatar tool. And with that feature, it's essentially, this is how the process goes. They say the user is going to verify and consent. They're going to verify their identity and grant their consent for their likeness, for the likeness of their image to be used with the tool. You upload two sets of videos of the individual that you're creating an avatar of, whether that's yourself or someone else. And then after the avatar is created, apparently it takes usually about one business day, you can manage access to that avatar, making sure that only people who you want to be able to access it and use it can get it. All really nice features, I think. And they also have built safeguards into the Generate Avatars tool that, quote unquote, protect the name, image, and likeness rights of avatar models. These safeguards include that need for that explicit consent and identity verification, making sure that access is in fact limited to only authorized users, making sure that all that AI content is marked as AI generated. Like we said, any content featuring custom avatars is also going to require prior approval from owners before public release. And that's quoted here in the post as well. If you are a TikTok advertiser yourself, this is only available right now to select advertisers. You have to get in touch with your TikTok rep to access these features at this point, the generate avatar features anyway. Next up is the translate and dub feature. Pretty self-explanatory. You can choose your voice, your language, and they even offer lip syncing technology for your videos. And then the video editor, that's kind of where you can combine all of these elements. You can upload your assets, you can add captions, you can insert those avatars that have been generated. You can add music or stickers and effects, transitions, etc. All of those things right natively within TikTok. And the next one I think is really cool. It's called Your Daily Video Generations. And this is basically where the Symphony Creative Studio is going to generate inspiration videos or potential videos for you to use that are customized on your brand and products and your past activity in the Symphony Creative Studios. It's going to continue to pull from the best practices from the top performing content on TikTok, according to the description of the tool here in the article. And if you see anything that you like, you can actually select them and adjust them as needed and use them in your content. There's other features that are coming soon, like refresh videos. It says you can adjust variables in your existing videos or commercials. So you can change things like the music, the scripts, the transitions. So you can take an old video and make it new and reusable again. It also gives you the ability to generate. And then the also coming soon will be the ability to generate custom TikTok scripts as well. So if you or your business or your brand is creating on TikTok right now, you should have access to Symphony Creative Studio if you're a TikTok for Business user. So hopefully your creation workflow just got a whole lot easier for your TikTok content. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you get notified each day when the episode drops. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye. Oh, 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 o